Hey everyone, Callan here, and in this video I'm going to be talking about how I am adapting what I'm eating to help to minimize the amount of gear that I have to carry with me in my backpack. So currently I've kind of been relying, or in the past I've been relying on kind of grains like rice, lentils, and quinoa all mixed together. One issue with that is it takes a lot of time to cook. And just that by itself is a big enough issue, but also all of the gear that you need to carry the little stove and you need to carry the pot. And together, because mine are titanium, they're very light, but they add up to about a pound. And when you are able to drop a pound from your backpack, that's really significant. So basically what I'm going with now is food that I do not need to cook. Though, like for one of them, I will sometimes warm it up. So first it's a date. Right now I'm doing dates and peanut butter. I've talked about this a little bit. I get these big 4 pound bags of dates. Each bag lasts me about a week. Basically the way, what I'm going to be eating today is basically what will last me a week. Eating this way will last a week. And then I will dip them in peanut butter. So I just get some organic peanut butter and I take a date and I dip it in there. About like that, right? And then I'll eat that. And basically it's super satisfying. It kind of hits all the, like, there's a sweetness to it. But if you just eat dates plain, they're kind of, it gets too sweet. Like your mouth is like, whoa, I'm kind of overwhelmed with sweetness right now. You know, not right away, but you can't eat as many unless you add the peanut butter, right? And the peanut butter is going to add also a bunch of calories from fat, and it's going to add a pretty complete source of protein, and it's going to add salt. That's really important too. If you need salt, you crave salt, and also the salt balances out that sweetness. So basically you're able to eat a large number of these. They digest very slowly in your digestive system, so it's basically a long release of calories, of energy. And basically I just will eat in the morning in a 1 hour period of window unless I'm trying to gain weight, which is kind of what I'm currently doing. But if I usually will just do it once in a 1 hour window. I'll eat the dates and peanut butter, and roughly it seems to be about 21 dates. That's kind of where I'm at right now, 21 dates dipped in peanut butter. And then I will also have some of my Wizards hot chocolate or cold chocolate. So basically I have the titanium water bottle, which I can, you know, put water in, and I can put it in a fire to warm it up if I want it to be warm. But if I don't have time to do that, I can just get the water, add the chocolate powder mix, and shake it up, and it'll be fine. It just won't be, you know, there's something nice about having hot chocolate, right? So basically, first I'll eat the dates and the peanut butter. Don't have to cook anything. It's basically I wake up and I eat, and I didn't have to do anything, right? So, and then basically I go through the rest of my day without having to even worry about any of that stuff. And I have plenty of energy, and I don't really get hungry. I definitely do not get weak, like I'm low on calories. Sometimes, especially if I've been eating a lot trying to gain weight, and then I go back to the 1 hour a day only thing, then later in the day, you know, my body had gotten into the habit of eating more food, so it starts to expect it, and so it might trigger the feeling of like, hey, we could eat some food right now. But it's not like something that I actually have to do. And if I stay in that rhythm for a long period of time, a few days, then basically that goes away too, and I don't even get hungry throughout the day. So I go to sleep not hungry, even though I only ate that day 1 hour window in the morning. So anyways, next, well, first I'm gonna sit up here for a while. I'm up here on a kind of a cliff top to catch the morning sun, because I was on the other side where the sun is not going to rise up. And so a lot of my stuff is back down where I was sleeping. So in a little bit, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to gather some water from a spring that I found, and I'm going to heat it up with a fire and add the chocolate mix. So I'll show you that as well. Okay, I'm back at my camp, and I'm just going to grab a couple of things before I go down to the spring. First, I'm going to get this. So this is my belt. This is my Molly belt, which attaches to my backpack, because the backpack comes with a detachable belt, but I took that out and put this Molly belt on so I can attach all these different things to it, and including the ability to hold my avocado oil and my water bottle. Come on! There we go. And also, I'm going to grab my chlorine dioxide, which is in my belt as well, these two bottles, because I'm not going to boil my water, I'm just going to warm it up, so I need to clean it first. So you see, what you see out there, that deserty look, that's pretty much what it is everywhere around here, but there are a few spots where water comes up from the ground. And it results in basically, you know, this is a big grass field, and this is actually pretty marshy, right? There's almost this whole thing. If you walk in it, you're going to be getting the bottom of your feet a little bit wet. So this is actually the biggest spring that I found out here. And we're going to get some of our water right from there. You can see there's different types of plants growing in this spot, including some algae, and I'm just gonna dip my water bottle in here. I'm not gonna go very deep. You don't want to disturb the mud because this is not a deep pool. Oh, I got a little bit of dirt in there. A little bit of dirt's okay. All right, so you can see there's this little, I don't know what you call this, nice little place to chill, kind of protected by trees on all sides and, you know, good shade. And you can see all the grass is growing here, so that means it's still kind of wet down below, but I'm a little bit above that spring now. And you can see all the grass is pressed down as if something's been lying here. So this is usually a pretty good sign of elk. So it's probably elk here. There's lots of elk poop elsewhere around this area and elk footprints. So pretty sure an elk family was laying around, lounging. Okay, so let's use chlorine dioxide to clean this of microorganisms. So this is going to be a sodium chloride solution. This is a hydrochloric acid solution. It can be any acid. Citric acid can be used. I think even vinegar and stuff like that can be used, so it may not be the right strength. So basically I'm going to take the lid off of the one with the acid. There we go. And then I'm going to open the other one. Okay. So I'm going to take the lid of one of them and I'm going to do 6 drops. So that means 6 drops of each thing, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now I'm going to put the acid in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's basically going to immediately start turning from sodium chloride to chlorine dioxide, right? And it's going to turn yellow, and there will be a smell of gas, chlorine gas. It's chlorine dioxide, but most of it's staying in the water. I'm just going to mix it up for like 20 to 30 seconds or so. And then I'm going to pour it into my water. And I'm going to clean out the top of the cap too by pouring a little bit of water in there and then pouring it back, doing that a couple times. And now I just basically need to leave the water like this for a couple of minutes. They say that like half an hour and stuff like that, but honestly it's within a minute or two in my experience that it cleans the water, right? And I have done experiments with drinking water that wasn't cleaned that definitely did make me feel ill. And then the next time I cleaned it, I waited like a minute after putting the chlorine dioxide in and I didn't get that effect, right? So that's my experiments. You may want to wait longer just to be sure. But at this point, I'd say shake this up a little bit and it's ready to drink. Next, I'm going to start a fire. Had one going here last night, so I made this little fire ring. And basically, there's tons of, when juniper dies, they leave behind like extremely flammable and easy to harvest wood. See, it's awesome. Okay, so now I'm gonna start the fire and I need to pull out my fire starting tools, which I keep in my pocket here. So I have a big packet of cotton balls soaked in Vaseline, which makes really, really good tinder. And then I have basically a bellows. This is for blowing on a fire, can be useful. Then I have a ferro rod, which I would use, but you know, it's just so much easier to use the electric lighter, right? Which charges with USB. Okay, so I'm gonna pull one of the cotton balls. This is dental cotton, so it comes in a little cylinder shape, and you're just gonna pull a little piece off. Now, I didn't do a good job of getting little pieces of wood that you would normally want. This stuff, even if it's thick, lights on fire pretty easily. So what I'm gonna do instead of just finding a lot of smaller stuff is I'm gonna burn a little bit of a bigger piece of the cotton. So it'll burn longer and it'll make sure it catches. So I'm gonna pull it apart to expose more of the cotton to the air. And I'm gonna push it in here. And I'm gonna take the electric lighter and I'm gonna go boop, and now it's on fire. So I haven't really put very many sticks on it, and but there's still quite a bit more left to burn. So basically, that I think that's all I really need to heat this thing to the point where it's hot chocolate. So I'm just gonna kind of find a nice way to lie this over the sticks to heat up a little bit. Now I don't want this to get too hot. If it gets to boiling and builds up enough steam in there, then this top is gonna shoot off and hit something. And maybe I'll lose the cap, and also I'll probably lose the O-ring, which has happened before. So anyways, I'm just going to leave this here and keep checking it every once in a while to make sure it's not too hot. Okay, so it's all heated up to where I like it. This will, putting it in the fire will get it kind of black and charry and kind of put a little bit of a greasy thing on it. I like to rub it in the dirt afterwards. But I don't really mind it having the blackness on it because that actually helps it to warm up in the sun. So some days I can actually just leave this out in the sun for an hour, not even with the solar oven, and because it's black on it, it actually absorbs way more of the sunlight into heat. So let's open this up. And we got our chocolate powder here, which I've made I mixed this up from basically coconut flour, chocolate, cocoa powder, sunflower lecithin, acacia powder, and psyllium husk powder, and some stevia. So that's basically what this is, but it's mostly coconut flour and a little bit of chocolate, and then much less of those other things. So I'll put 6 scoops in. Okay, and now I've got my avocado oil, and I'm just gonna pour some in there. Then I'm gonna find where I put my lid. Oh, there it is. All right, this thing, always be mindful where you set your lids. It's easy to lose them. So basically, it's ready to go at this point, and I can just sip on it. Sometimes I'll just drink the whole thing at once. Nice thing about this is coconut flour is very absorbent. It'll absorb a lot of water and bulk up. Also, a couple of other the ingredients are really good for doing that type of thing as well. So basically, this will make you feel fuller than maybe something of similar calories. Maybe like a soft drink with the same amount of calories, for example, would not make you feel very full, but this would make you feel really full. Right after you drink this, you're not going to be hungry for probably a couple of hours. So basically, I'll have the dates and peanut butter. I'll finish it up with this, and then basically I'm done eating and usually drinking for the rest of the day. So I basically shut that down until the next morning, except when I'm in phases right now, like where I'm trying to put on weight so that I can do some multi-day fasts without worrying about getting too skinny. So anyways, the recipe here, I can't remember exactly. Basically, I play around with it every single batch. This batch, I think, has been the best batch, and I didn't write this one down. I think this batch is basically 3 to 1 coconut flour to chocolate, and then the other things are 3 to 1 to the chocolate. So basically that means if you were gonna make it, it would be 18 scoops of whatever measurement you're using of coconut flour, 6 scoops of cocoa powder, and one scoop, oh, sorry, it was 6 to 1, one scoop of stevia, one scoop of psyllium husk powder, one scoop of sunflower lecithin, and one scoop of acacia powder. So basically, that's what this thing is. Of course, you can get different advantages, different textures, different tastes by changing the ratio of those things. And again, I change it all the time, so just something if you want to try this, just experiment with it. I used to have lots of other ingredients like spirulina and stuff like that, but it kind of takes the flavor off a little bit. But I might just add it back because it's really such a healthy thing and will get me a lot of the nutrients that I can't get usually in a vegan diet. So anyways, this is what I eat every day, eat/drink. Basically, I get this stuff through viewers who watch the videos, basically make donations because I don't have a bank account, I don't have a job besides making these movies. So basically, this is how I get my food. So if any of you want to help me acquire some more dates and peanut butter or coconut flour or the various other ingredients for this stuff, so I basically have a stockpile, you can go to callen.org/gift. And you can either make a donation via like Amazon gift card, or you can send me some cryptocurrency via Monero, the privacy coin. So basically, I have maybe a week's more of the dates and peanut butter before I'm totally out. And I've got tons of chocolate powder, so don't worry about that. In fact, I could probably live on the chocolate powder, but I really like the dates and peanut butter. So if anyone wants to help me with that, you can go to callen.org/gift. Thanks for watching, and I'll check in with you guys later.